What are the signs that a relationship will not make it? People often think that it's things like losing sexual desire, growing apart, fighting too much. It's actually something else. It's contempt. When researchers looked at couples who eventually split versus those who stuck it out through challenges, the one factor that constantly emerges over and over again is the presence of contempt in how partners treat each other. If they contempt each other, if there's contempt, it won't last. If there isn't, if there's genuine respect and concern for the other, then they often will make it. And contempt isn't just anger or frustration or being confused at the other person's behavior. Those are normal, healthy emotions to have. Contempt is darker. It's the belief that your partner is beneath you. It shows up as mockery, eye-rolling, sarcasm, condescension, dismissal. It's the difference between I'm frustrated that you're late again and of course you're late. Why would I expect anything better from you? If that's how you view your partner, it's basically already over. And contempt isn't just about the exact words. It's about the shift in how you see your partner. No longer as an equal worthy of respect, but as someone deficient. And this contempt shows up in a couple different areas. One is indifference. It's the whatever response. It's the, I don't care about you. I don't care who you are. So no matter what you tell me, I'm just going to just roll it off. I'm not going to care. And at this point, you basically just exist as roommates. Contempt also goes hand in hand with neglect. So you just stop investing in each other. People like this will often meticulously maintain their cars, homes, or careers while letting their relationship just crumble. And it will accumulate. Canceled date nights, forgotten agreements, unacknowledged efforts. And neglect isn't usually dramatic. It's the gradual choice to put the relationship last over and over again. And contempt often goes hand in hand with violence. And it's not just physical aggression, though it is that. It's emotional violence. Cutting remarks, deliberate humiliation, especially in front of other people, publicly putting them down. And this is just destructive to trust and to the cornerstone foundation of a relationship, which is feeling that they actually have positive regard for you. Many people that are at this stage speak more respectfully to strangers than to their own partners. Most relationships don't begin with this feeling of contempt. No one walks down the aisle or starts dating while thinking, I can't wait to eventually despise this person. So how do we get there? How does this happen? Often it stems from our past. We bring our entire history into the relationship, especially the unhealed parts, and those early experiences of love, abandonment, control, and shame from our childhood, from our adolescence, from our early adulthood, unconsciously shape how we handle closeness, trust, and conflict as adults. Oftentimes it's interesting where we will present one way when the relationship is beginning, and it shifts once we have security, and we show up as different people. And oftentimes we've learned through trial and error that, okay, if I show up in a contemptuous way while getting to know someone, they just won't even want to get to know me. So we learn, we're forced to learn to adapt that part of ourselves. And it is normal to have a difference in how we initially treat someone versus what it's like to be with them longer term. But that part, it's like we're just running on autopilot based off all of the shit that we've accumulated, all of the shame, all the insecurity, all of the negative patterns from parents or whoever you might have seen model relationships in your youth. And so these old wounds lead us to lash out, withdraw, feel shame in ways that often have little to do with our partner, but then it leaves you having contempt for the other person because of how negatively they're treating you. I think we often put too much on our partners as well. We look to our partner to be our best friend, passionate lover, co-parent, therapist, business consultant, social director, motivational coach, intellectual equal, spiritual companion, and we then start to get mad at them if they don't take off every single one of those boxes. This isn't an excuse to marry someone that's not going to be your best friend. This isn't an excuse to marry someone that isn't going to be a good parent. But what it is saying is life can be very difficult. There's a lot of different things we want out of life. And putting all of our hopes and expectations and dreams entirely on one person, you're going to set yourself up to be disappointed in them and then to eventually despise them. So how can you fix contempt? If you've already recognized, shoot, I have this feeling toward my partner and I don't want to. The first thing you can do is if you recognize you have it and you genuinely don't appreciate them for who they are, like in the relationship now, stop putting them through that. But if you realize You've developed these patterns, but it's not how you actually feel. You just need to do the opposite and begin to cultivate appreciation. This means actively looking for what your partner does right instead of cataloging their failures. It means expressing gratitude for small efforts and not grand gestures. It means choosing to see their limitations with compassion instead of judgment. And this doesn't happen by accident. It requires intentional effort. So think of small ways that you can show them that appreciation. It doesn't and shouldn't even require a ton of money, but just something to show that you went out of your way to make sure that they knew how much you appreciated them. This could be writing them a note. It could be putting together a homemade gift. It could be doing something that they've said they've wanted to do with you and you've put it off for a long time and now you're showing interest in their interests. It could be pausing when looking at them in the middle of a conversation over dinner and complimenting them for something about their character that you haven't really complimented, at least not in a long time. And so if you're wanting to predict whether a relationship will last, whether it's your own or someone else's, don't look at their sex life. Don't look at how often they fight. Look at how they treat each other during ordinary moments. Look for the presence or absence of contempt. Do they speak to each other with basic respect, even during disagreements? Or do they roll their eyes, mock each other's concerns, and dismiss one another? Do they maintain curiosity about the other person's interests, likes, fears, hopes? Or have they decided that they already know everything worth knowing about the other person? Do they say thank you? Do they seem genuinely grateful for what the other person brings to the table? The good news is that contempt, though deadly, isn't inevitable. With awareness, intention, and consistent effort, couples can create a culture of respect, appreciation, and genuine love for each other. Because at the end of the day, you will fight, you will disagree, but will you choose to respect and appreciate each other? That will determine everything else.